I'd like you to sit comfortably and close your eyes while we do this exercise. During this exercise, I'm going to ask you to get in touch with your values and notice what shows up, what your body and mind provide you with. First, notice your position in the room, where you are seated. Notice the parts of your body that are in touch with the chair. Get in contact with those parts of your body, starting with your legs and moving all the way up your back and head. At this moment, really feel that you are being supported while you are doing this exercise. Now, I'd like you to notice your breathing. Just gently focus your attention on your breath as it's happening. Notice the in-breath, the pause that comes next, and the out-breath. Just focus your attention on each part of the breath as it happens. Notice that the air you breathe in is just a little bit cooler than the air you breathe out. Remember, do not change how you are breathing, but just notice how you do it. If you find your mind drifting away to other things, that's fine. Every time this happens, just gently bring it back to noticing your breath. Now, I'd like you to get in contact with your values, the things that are most important and meaningful in your life. They may be around relationships or health, education. Take a moment to reflect on these. What is it like to have these values? What does it feel like when you are living a life that is in your value direction? Sometimes words like authentic, alive, meaningful, or vital show up. What does your experience tell you? Have your values really changed? Sometimes it's difficult to put each of our values into play all the time. But do you notice that they are still there? Think of a time when it was difficult to live your life in your value direction. Maybe that time is now, or maybe you can recall a time in the past. What does that feel like? Do words like painful, sad, and meaningless show up? What does your experience tell you? Are there any difficult private experiences that show up? Notice, when we aren't living our values, we experience vulnerability. Sometimes we choose to ignore that value, pretend that we don't care or that it doesn't matter because it means that I won't feel hurt. But how much more hurt do you feel when you're not living your life in a way that is true to yourself? Not living your values is like seeing things in black and white and not in colour. It's like shutting yourself in your room with all the blinds closed, not letting any light in. It's like following the directions of the passengers on the boat instead of choosing the direction that you want to go. Suppose you are beginning a journey to a beautiful mountain you can see in the distance. As you begin your journey, you walk right into a swamp that extends as far as you can see in all directions. You say to yourself, "Well, I don't want to have to get wet. It's smelly and it's muddy, and I don't know what's in that swamp, and I'm already tired. Why didn't anyone tell me about this?" And you now have a choice: either abandon the journey or enter the swamp. Life is like this. We can choose to go into the swamp, not because we want to get muddy, but because it stands between us and where we are going. The question is, are you willing to have your difficult private experiences you've been struggling with, just because you are trying to live your life and still choose to do what it takes in the direction of your chosen values? Answering yes involves both a commitment to a course and actually changing your behavior. Sometime from now, maybe moments from now, life will ask you that question again, and then again, and again, and each time you will get to choose how you answer. Commitment is really about what you do when you break it. You recommit and recommit. You might only choose once, and sometimes you might have to choose with every breath. Think back to your values. You know what it's like to sacrifice the life you want to live on behalf of your attempts to get rid of those distressing private experiences. You know what it feels like to struggle with your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Can you choose to make a bold, committed step in the direction of your values with your pain? It's not that you have to like it. But what would your life be like if you were living your values? Now, I would like you to picture this room in your mind. See where in the room you are sitting. Feel the chair underneath you, supporting you. Imagine what you will see when you open your eyes. And when you are ready, come back into the room.